Time is now 3:33, and we are joined on the phone by the Public Information Officer for Orange County Schools, Mr. Kevin Smith. Kevin, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
We are so happy for the opportunity. It's good to talk with you.
Very glad to have you on the phone here, because we got some news from Orange County Schools, and that is that the Orange County School Board of Education is planning to reassign students at all levels for the 2024-2025 school year. And that seems like big news. We should have you on to talk about that. First of all, I understand there are some opportunities for folks to give feedback. Can you tell us what those are?
There are, and we're so glad that you are picking up this news, because this is definitely a process that has been unfolding. I went back through the archives. September of last year was the first time we really kind of announced that this process was going to be coming to a peak this fall. Because in the 2024 to 2025 school year, students are expected to be reassigned in a plan approved by the board later on in 2023 here. But we really want families who are affected by this, or who may be affected by this, who want to learn more, including folks from the community, anyone in the Orange County School Service area, to know that we have some information sessions. We have draft maps that have been released on the OrangeCountyFirst.com, Orange County Schools website. And the first public meeting, an information session for folks to begin reviewing these draft maps with guidance and ask questions and offer feedback, is Thursday night, October 26th, tomorrow night, at the Orange Middle School Auditorium. These sessions are all from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m., by the way. Any of the meetings that we're talking about will start at 7 p.m. These are the first draft maps just released Monday night and reviewed by the Board of Education. We have more meetings coming up next week. It's the same agenda, same topic, about 1 hour. Two of these meetings will be virtual for folks who don't want to travel for whatever reason, the convenience factor, or if you want to watch from a remote location. Monday night, October 30th, and Wednesday, November 1st, we will have meetings at 7 o'clock. The virtual meeting on Monday the 30th, there will be a link posted to our website by Monday. Wednesday the 1st, we'll be back out on the road at Gravelly Hill Middle School. And then Thursday night, November the 2nd, we'll have another virtual session. And again, links will be posted to the website in time for those meetings. So if anything, we want people to take away that there are a couple places on the web to go to. And our website is the main source, orangecountyfirst.com/reassignment. Or just go to our homepage, because there's a student reassignment link right at the top of the landing page.
It's the voice of Kevin Smith from Orange County Schools. We're talking realignment. The plan is reassignment for students starting the 2024-2025. Orange County schools are now in the Big Ten. I don't know if you knew that, Kevin Smith.
We've been looking for a really, really good opportunity, and it just came along.
That's right. Realignment's real. It's happening. It's affecting everyone. A couple of the takeaways here, obviously, is that this isn't happening this coming this school year. We're talking 2024-2025. So we're way out in front of this, is one of the takeaways. Another thing that I wanted to be sure that we talked about is what's the motivation for this? How did this conversation come up, and what does the school district hope to achieve by having these reassignments?
The Board of Education always has an interest in making sure that students have a safe and welcoming, inviting place to go to school. And there are lots of factors that weigh into that. So one is making sure that the school has all the resources it needs, and so making sure that students are placed in schools where there are enough resources for all the things a student may need at the elementary, the middle, and the high school level. And that's everything from the classrooms to the cafeteria and gymnasium, bus transportation, specials classes, exceptional children. If you think about all the different ways that schools are staffed and resourced, it's an awful lot, which is why I've got about 40 tabs open on my computer just to think about, let alone talk about this topic. So the board weighs several different pillars that are very, very important to them. And there's a board policy on this, which is really important. The commitment is real, and it's permanent. So that student achievement factor, first of all, will students be placed in a school where they have the opportunity to thrive? And then there's stability. When assignment and reassignment are on the table, a lot of families ask, and we know because we've been getting their feedback, can I stay in a school where I've already been going? That's a very big deal. And that affects not only the student themselves, but also their siblings coming along in years later. Proximity, right? The closeness of a student to the school where they're assigned has huge impact on the length of a bus ride. And we do everything that we possibly can to keep neighborhoods together, at least within the county lines, and to keep those bus rides to about 60 minutes or less. And then simply put, we have to, operational efficiency has to be among the prime factors the board is weighing, because if schools are underutilized, that's a problem for funding and resources. And if they're overutilized, if we're over capacity, that triggers a lot of issues with how students will be placed into classrooms and get all the resources that they need. So simply put, those four pillars in the board's policy 4150, those are the guiding principles. And we have some schools, because of the way demographics are shifting and there's growth on the western end of the county, we have schools that have changed over the past several years with our current assignment map. Andrew, anyone who wants to see what that current map is can go to that website I was telling you about before, orangecountyfirst.com/reassignment. The current student assignment map is right there, but also you'll find draft maps, and you'll see the draft proposed plan. It's a moving model, just to be clear. What you see in those maps is not what the board will ultimately make a decision on by the end of December, but it is a starting point for the conversation, and we need a lot of community feedback. So for someone who wants to know, you can look at where students are assigned today and how those assignments may shift over time based on feedback that we get from the community, which is so vital.
It's the voice of Kevin Smith from Orange County Schools, and we are talking about potential reassignment of students at all levels for the 2024-25 school year. And I know when you get feedback from the public on something like this, you know, some people are going to be pretty upset about it. Some people are going to be super supportive of it. A lot of people are going to fall in the middle. But occasionally when there are feedback sessions like this, there's a clear trend that emerges that's maybe not something that was expected. If something like that happens, and I don't know what it would be or which direction it went, but if there was like a really clear opinion coming from the community on this, when could we expect to see that kind of included in the planning? You talked about December kind of being the time when the board is hoping to move forward. Will we see that feedback kind of included in the plans by December?
That's a great question. So I want to remind everyone that the next regularly scheduled business meeting for the Orange County Board of Education on this topic is November 6th, right? So there will be a series of these public information sessions for individuals to share their feedback. And I'm going to remind everyone there's also a way to do this online. And later in the year, we'll even be taking this to communities who will be affected by the plan. But let's focus on that November 6th board meeting. The board will have now in its hands all of this feedback from the community based on the draft maps. The board is weighing all of these factors that we just described before, and they want to make sure that the schools continue to provide the best level of service that they always have and improve service wherever possible. So if that is something that comes forward either from our survey online or from the meetings or simply from comments that are shared with the board, you can provide public comment to the board. Their email addresses are provided online. There are ways to communicate with our board members and our staff about what's important to individuals and to the community. That information will then go into the second draft. This first draft phase between now and November 6th is going to continue to evolve, and we will have drafts that incorporate that feedback later in November, bring that back to the community. There's even a committee, there's a reassignment committee that helps to guide that conversation, so that we don't want to spring surprises on individuals. Rather, we want to have a lot of feedback from every school and from a wide variety of people who represent the communities at each school, families, staff members, community members, you name it. There's an awful lot of input that goes into developing this plan, so that it's not something that should be a surprise. Does change bring with it certain challenges? Absolutely. So we are going to be working with everyone. And that's also why there is some stability built into any reassignment plan. There are ways for students to continue, at least for the first year of reassignment, at their same school, and the Board of Education weighs how to provide the best possible means of supporting that, whether they're looking at transportation options or other resources that may need to be applied.
We're visiting with Kevin Smith from Orange County Schools, and we're just about out of time, but I would be remiss in my duties if I did not ask you the latest on the superintendent search while I've got you on the phone. I know that there was some feedback on that from the public as well, but where are we kind of in that process now?
So we are very thankful that we have the services of the North Carolina School Boards Association working with our Board of Education to help this community find the next leader for Orange County Schools, the next superintendent. That process has taken a very important step forward because we have completed the survey process, and our working partners at the School Boards Association, they are now analyzing data, hundreds and hundreds of responses. We are so happy with the level of feedback that we received. It includes students, families, community members, a wide variety of people who represent this community who wanted to share their feedback for not just the qualities in the individual, the person, him or herself, who would lead the schools, but also asking our community, how important is it to you that they are from North Carolina, that they have worked in North Carolina schools? How is it important to you that they have history as a superintendent? So many different factors. And then, of course, the all-important, tell us anything you think we should know. Well, we've got hundreds and hundreds of people who shared exactly that with us. That process continues on because November 6th is an important day in this process as well. That is the final day for applicants to submit their desire and willingness to serve as the next leader for Orange County Schools. So we continue to wait for those processes to keep unfolding, and the Board of Education and staff here in Orange County Schools will share more details as those become available.
He's Kevin Smith from Orange County Schools. We've been talking about the proposed reassignment of students for not this school year, but the following school year. And we just talked about the superintendent search. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention while we're here on the air that we haven't gotten to yet?
I really hope that you'll let me just remind everyone that it's easy to find the resources where you can become very well informed and also to share your feedback immediately with staff and with the Board of Education. Our website, obviously, is orangecountyfirst.com, but you can even speed up the process. If you find the student reassignment link on our homepage, that's great. But if you simply go to orangecountyfirst.com/reassignment, you'll find everything from draft maps to a one-click survey to the dates and calendar for processes that are going forward. We're really focused on getting to November 6th with a lot of community feedback from everyone who has a sense of where they want this reassignment process to go. And we really thank you for making the time for us to talk about it today.
Kevin Smith from Orange County Schools, thanks a lot. And I look forward to talking again soon.
We'll be with you again soon, I'm sure.